This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for February 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. GA Alphabet groups are relieved to see no mention of aviation user fees in the 2011 Obama budget proposal. NBAA's Ed Boland credits his organization's aggressive promotion of fuel taxes as a better alternative. Gamma's Pete Bunce says a proposal for user fees would never have passed in Congress. And AOPA's Craig Fuller says that organization will stay especially focused on any and all actions that will encourage the return of growth in the general aviation sector. Senator Richard Shelby, an Alabama Republican, has opened the NASA funding turf war by calling the Obama administration's new incentives for small space development companies coddling the dreams of rocket hobbyists and another social welfare program. Former Apollo astronaut Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon, has praised the new direction outlined by the administration for NASA. Quote, "A near-term focus on lowering the cost of access to space is just what our nation needs to maintain its position as the leader in space exploration for the rest of this century," unquote. The FAA has proposed a civil penalty totaling almost $2.5 million against American Eagle Airlines for operating flights without adequately ensuring the weight of baggage was properly calculated. Boeing has begun stall testing the 787 Dreamliner. Chief pilot Mike Carriker calls it great fun. And a new garbage processing plant has been approved by the FAA for construction 2,000 feet off the end of runway 31 at LaGuardia International Airport in New York. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Brent Blue of ThroughTheFence.org explains how he came to lead a fight against the FAA on behalf of owners of hangar homes. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.